There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live with Tim and Natalie Lindo-Taylor. That's me. I'm back. And it's been a busy weekend, Tim.
It has. Did you enjoy the wedding?
I did watch the wedding, yes. I mean, I sat there and because I married myself, I had two wedding dresses because I had two ceremonies. So I watched the first part of the wedding in my first wedding dress and I watched the second part of the wedding in my other wedding dress.
Just backtrack for a second there. Okay. So what I heard you say was I married myself.
Did I?
Yeah, it's what you said.
Oh.
I'm sure that's what you said.
Is that what I said, Sina?
I married myself, I thought you said.
I heard that too.
That's what
I meant.
No. So I am married myself.
I am married myself.
Oh, I was going to say, that was a bit confusing.
I would probably marry myself, though. I'm quite keen. You're kind of stuck with yourself for a long
that.
Time, aren't
you? What's with the two weddings? So next bit of the conversation, two wedding dresses. What's that all about?
I got married in two different locations, so I had two wedding dresses. One place was a hot place, one place was a cold place.
So one wasn't good enough?
No,
Did you not rip the arms off or something?
No, it was the other way around.
Oh, right, well, good to know.
But, yeah, no, I did watch it. I was quite fuzzy about it. I thought it was quite nice.
Lovely day for two people to get married, I thought. Do you know the overriding thing that I thought yesterday? Lots of people around the world watching that, people thinking, oh, it's not raining. That was my first thought when I switched the TV on yesterday. I thought, what a nice day it is. And that contributes to how you see something, that picture, that weather picture as well.
Yeah, they say because there was quite a lot of talk about how expensive it was as a wedding, but then I think the royal family would argue it brings a lot of tourism. And what an advert, as you said, the weather. What an advert for England. Go and visit England. This is how green it is. Unfortunately, it doesn't all look like Windsor. But yeah, I think it's a great advert. It's difficult because we're from the UK and you watch something like that and you wonder, am I watching this because I'm from the UK? Or are you watching it because it's one of the biggest events in the world? Zina, what about you? What did you make of it?
I didn't actually see the ceremony, but I was scrolling away on Twitter and I thought her makeup looked good. Very simple. Her dress was nice. It was just a very joyous occasion.
Mm. It's a good way to look at it, I think. But I mean, it's a global story. Can I just butt in for a moment here? Because there is a traffic text in, and this was literally a moment ago. Two different texts, actually, but it is the same accident. Horrible accident. Seven cars on the E611, just for Alawir name says. And no name on this one. Just saw a really bad accident on the E611. It's northbound, just after the exit for Al Khawanij Alawir. Police have blocked all the lanes. So, very serious accident. If you're headed in that direction, probably best to try and avoid. Judging by the size of it, seven cars will be closed for some time if police have blocked all the lanes northbound. Or if you're there, try and stay calm.
Yes, Sina will keep you updated on that as well as it develops. Right now, though, we are going to talk to Hanan Marafi, who is here. You've been looking at some of the news stories, but of course, Hanan, we have to look at the royal wedding. You've been covering lots of stories today, but that is, of course, on the list. It's taken over headlines, rolling news around the world. And I guess people were using the big day between Meghan Markle and Prince Harry as an excuse to celebrate. So you've been finding out about what people here in the UAE have been doing to celebrate. Tell us a bit more, Hanan.
That's right. Obviously, it was such an exciting day for a lot of people who wanted to celebrate the wedding of the new Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who got married before Queen Elizabeth and 600 guests at St George's Chapel. It reportedly cost some £32 million, around 150 million dirham. And according to the local media, 94% of the royal wedding budget went towards security cover. Anyway, we've been speaking to some listeners to find out how they joined in over the weekend. We spoke to Holly Hadry, who's a resident and has been living in Dubai for the last 7 years. She was eagerly awaiting the royal wedding and also had a party to celebrate William and Catherine's wedding 7 years ago. Hadry tells us how she watched the ceremony.
Oh, it was fantastic. Very emotional, and I think everyone started to feel very, very patriotic. It was a great afternoon. We had a lovely afternoon tea party at a friend's house with lots of neighbours, everyone feeling the love, feeling the happiness, sharing all the joy. Got to obviously see all the wonderful dresses and outfits, which are obviously a highlight for most of us. It was a really, really lovely afternoon.
Also, Hanan, some celebrations aboard a rather large boat here in the UAE, I'm hearing. Tell us about that.
A rather large ship indeed. The QE2 had two celebrations yesterday. I've been talking to Katie King, and she is the marketing director for the Queen Elizabeth II. She told me that in the day, there was a group of about 100 people who gathered to watch the ceremony live, and they were apparently mostly British, and she said that they enjoyed British finger food. King tells us how the atmosphere was aboard the ship.
It was extremely patriotic. It was very much a celebration. So people were cheering, they were laughing, they were crying. Lots of people were crying. Oh, it was just beautiful. It felt like being at home, to be honest with you.
Lots of people crying, Hanan. What did she say happened in the evening?
Yeah, so she told me that there was an event with the British consulate and the new ambassador with around 350 guests. So this included Emiratis and VIPs as well as British people. And she told me they were all served really British food, like cheese and pineapples, onion bhajis, chips and curry sauce, which made me laugh because, you know, as obviously someone who grew up in Britain, you know that Indian food is basically like our national dish.
Yeah.
Sticky toffee pudding, cream and jelly, amongst other food. And she said the atmosphere was amazing. I asked her why people were so keen to celebrate on board the QE2.
The QE2, she has over 50 years of history being a British vessel and actually being launched by Queen Elizabeth II herself. She's very much in touch with the royal element of the UK. She's a royal ship. She's very British. Even in the interiors of her are extremely British. We've kept it the way it used to be. She's been lovingly restored to her former glory. So she's basically, it's like stepping foot back in England 30 years ago. And people love that. And the pub itself, the Golden Lion pub, it's so authentic. You know, it's like I say, the oldest, newest pub in Dubai. You have shields on the wall that have been collected from every port that the Queen Elizabeth II has been in.
There you are. So, to translate cheese and pineapple, you take a cocktail stick, you take a chunk of pineapple and a chunk of cheese, and you put it on a stick and you eat it. That's national food of ours.
That's like as good as it gets, right?
I grew up with that NLT. Don't knock it. It's
actually
an odd
quite
combination.
Tasty. No, yeah, I think it's nice.
It's weirdly sort of salty and sweet at the same time, which is, two out of the five umami ingredients, is it not?
Yeah, it contained cheese, so I was sold on it a long time
exactly.
ago.
So that's one story, of course, the Royal Wedding. We'll come back to the Royal Wedding. It'll be interesting later. We'll get the perspective of a couple of international correspondents, John Defterios in Abu Dhabi with CNN and Ollie Barrett, who was in Windsor yesterday. From the excitement of that, let's go to a more serious subject, the roads in Abu Dhabi. Hanan, the police given some information about trucks during the holy month of Ramadan.
Yeah, that's right. So basically, there are some rules that have been enforced by Abu Dhabi police, which means that trucks will not be allowed on the Abu Dhabi roads during certain hours throughout the holy month. So according to Dubai, Abu Dhabi police, they've stated that trucks will not be allowed on the streets between 8 and 10 a.m. as well as between 2 and 4 p.m. And the authority has also said that this rule partly applies to buses carrying more than 50 passengers. They'll be restricted from using the roads between 8 and 10 a.m. So they won't be allowed to use the roads then either.
Okay, Hanan. And the police are giving out some advice to drivers during Ramadan as well.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, every year Abu Dhabi police offers advice, but this year it's urging residents to be aware of the traffic safety rules during the holy month. Drivers are being requested to please keep to the speed limits that are in place to avoid accidents and also to leave enough time to reach home for iftar rather than opting to drive fast and catch up on the road, which is what tends to be happening. And Abu Dhabi police also reminds motorists to leave ample distance between cars and that parking randomly can cause traffic and block roads. So really everyone should try to keep to road safety rules to avoid congestion and accidents. Basic rules, but it will keep everyone happy.
Yeah, that's right. Just a reminder to keep safe. Yes, Hanan Marafi is from the ARN News Centre. Thank you so much for a roundup of today's stories.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.